Welcome back to the American Journal. I actually like that belt buckle. I got one. My girl, Sonia Labosco, when I moved to Texas, actually sent me one, and it is a beautiful one. That one's really cool, too. I like that one. Folks, we got a lot more to discuss in just a bit. The third hour of the program kicking off very, very soon. Mel Kay will be joining us in a moment. We'll also be taking your call. So that's 877-789-2539 is the number to call into if you want to join the show, of course. Don't ask me about your prostate, though. I don't know what to say when you call in and ask those questions. Folks, I want to dive into a soundbite. I want to make sure you heard this one. In Minnesota, it's in regards to autism. Apparently, it's on the rise. Or it could be fraud. Take a listen.
And Martha, the fraud in Minnesota happened on a number of different platforms. The vice president and Dr. Oz yesterday focused on the autism treatment centers. And the allegation is that the treatment centers would encourage parents to get a bogus diagnosis that their kid was autistic. The treatment center would then get a check and the parents would get a kickback. The treatment centers could not receive surprise inspections because they were not licensed. Now that licenses are required, only 6 out of more than 500 centers are even applying for the provisional license. Dr. Ross says this goes all the way to the top of state leadership.
This is not a problem with the people of Minnesota. It's a problem with the leadership of Minnesota and other states who do not take Medicaid preservation seriously. Any delay in services is going to be, should be laid at the seat of Governor Walz.
Now, Governor Tim Walz says the decision to withhold $250 million in Medicaid money is an example of the Trump administration weaponizing the federal government and punishing the people in a blue state.
The sense of retribution, no state has experienced this before. How does taking and punishing children and elderly have anything to do with fighting fraud when that's not where this issue was taking place? It does nothing.
Now, in 2017, the money repaid to the state of Minnesota for autism treatment was less than $2 million. By 2019, word got out that money was available. And then when COVID hit, the money really started moving until we see in 2024 almost $350 million paid out for autism treatment. Quite an increase in cases.
Indeed. Martha, back to you. Mike, thank
Shocker.
You very much.
Shocker. Completely shocked. This is the problem when you have these massive programs like this. Obviously, it is it's a suction when it comes to fraud. People just kind of pour on in, and that's what's underway right now. And it's going to take a lot of sifting through to get through. By the way, remember when the DOJ just a couple of maybe what was it 2 months ago when this all started first popping off and gaining popularity? They said, "Oh, we're going to have a separate division over the DOJ." I still haven't heard of the U.S. attorney being designated with that task to investigate the fraud, and it's been quite some time. Since they've made that announcement. So we hope that very, very soon we'll be hearing about that. Also, folks, if you live in Kansas, I want to give you an update. If you are a tranny living in Kansas, you better get your IDs changed because guess what? It is now officially considered invalid if you don't have your actual real gender on those IDs. Yeah, just so you know. So let your tranny friends know that live in Kansas that they have to get their IDs changed. Folks, we're taking your calls. In the next segment, 877-789-2539 is the number to call. That's 877-789-2539. We're going to try our very best to work down the caller list. So make sure you call in right this very second. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. We have BOGO right now. When you buy Ultimate Creatine Powder, you're going to get either the Sea Moss Gummies or the Shilajit Gummies for free. Now, that sale is going to last until Monday. So stop what you're doing right now. Head on over before you forget, thealexjonesstore.com. Again, it's also, by the way, 25% off apparel as well. That includes t-shirts, hats, and hoodies. And remember, when you support thealexjonesstore.com, you're supporting this broadcast and our efforts to continue on with whatever the future has on hold for us. Those front doors locked too. Make sure you download the app, alexjonesapp.com as well. That is alexjonesapp.com. Do that as well. All right, folks, we're taking your calls in just a moment. And then Mel Kay is joining the show. And there's a lot to talk about with Mel Kay because there's new CIA documents that have been unearthed. Is that even a word? Unearthed. Probably not. Excuse me, I'm from New York. We'll be right back.
Yeah. the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, I want the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Into the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited you're all jumping on with us today. Happy Friday, everyone. All right, we're diving into some phone calls and trying to work our way down the list. Let's get to my good old buddy, Mr. Savage Dog, first up from Georgia. Welcome back to the show, my friend.
Good morning, Brianna.
Good morning.
Good morning. Call me Beetlejuice because you're looking good in black there, Winona. Right?
This is why we keep you around. This is why you're the first one on the dock right now. Thank you, my friend.
Won't be undone. All due respect to Matt. What's his last name? Matt Tardio?
Tardio, I think. I think I'm saying it right.
How do you spell that? Because I want to follow him.
Okay. On Twitter, it's Anger Tab. So it's Anger and then T-A-B.
Anger Tab. That's right. I got him down. Okay. All due respect to him, the Quran has been mistranslated. These jihadist goat effers, you know, when they die in a jihad, they don't get 72 versions. They get 72 Virginians. They go up there and they get George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and John Paul Jones, and they get all the sex they want, just not the way they want it. hold on, what's her name? God, Abby Phillip. Why isn't she fired yet?
Yeah, I don't think CNN hates. I don't think they hate themselves enough. I think they actually hate their viewers, and that's why they keep her on air. Savage Dog.
It's one thing to just go, Trump sucks, Trump sucks, Trump sucks. But if you're going to sit there and say two Purple Heart recipients, one Legion of Merit, and two Medal of Honor recipients are just winning prizes in a game show, even not just normies, but even people on the left with, you know, relatives that have served, they're going to look at that and go, what did she just say? What exactly? They're just prizes at a game show? I don't think so, Scooter. I mean, I'm really baffled by that one.
Yeah.
That she still, that number one, there hasn't been enough outrage. There's been a little, but not nearly enough. And I know we're, you know, on our side, we're not about cancel culture, but I really, I'd love to add that. I'd love for you to add that to your list of non-arrests, and plus one non-firing, Abby Phillip, for disrespecting the merit of our military. I mean, that was disgrace. That was the most disgraceful thing of the whole night. And that, you know, that the commies didn't stand. Even for a World War II Korean vet, you know, involved in a dogfight of the ages, you know, Jesus God, I'm just baffled by these people. And, you know, I don't know. I just want to sound off. I don't even know if I have like a solution to this. Just get her fired. Let CNN know. Yeah, you're tanking and you don't care, but I'll tell you what, bro, that was the low of the low.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty sad, Savage Dog. I don't know why there's no outrage over it. You know, these are just garbage people. Maybe nobody actually watched, though. I mean, no one's really watching CNN these days. Last I looked, Fox actually has 35% more viewership than CNN does, and the other outlets, the left-leaning outlets, so no surprise there. But these people, they just hate this country. These people don't have anything really in common with us anymore. And she's the same troll who continues to cut off Republicans when she has them on her show because she wants to look fair and balanced, but she cuts them off and then tries to fact check them, even though her facts are just lies or not actual facts. And then she gets burned by it on Twitter, but on her show, she doesn't want them to give a rebuttal. So that's the kind of nonsense that she does quite often. So truly no surprise there, Savage Dog. I want to thank you, as always, for calling into the show. We greatly appreciate your time, as always. So thank you, my friend. Let's turn to Tim in California. Tim, welcome back.
Good morning, Brianna. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
The reason why I wanted to drop this is because, you know, it's Friday and it'll disappear and more things will happen on the weekend and it'll get away. So what I'm calling about is yesterday what dropped is from the Select Committee on the CCP. You can find this at chinaselectcommittee.house.gov. Okay, this is, you know, a legitimate government thing. And this is the investigation undercovering China's space operations in Latin America. So apparently they're well established here in the Western Hemisphere. And if you read the report, it says this is the second of two reports. The first one was about money laundering, but this one is pulling Latin America into China's orbit. How the PLA weaponizes the ground architecture of the Space Silk Road in Venezuela, Brazil, Bolivia, Argentina, and Chile. So this is the Select Committee on the Strategic Competition between the United States and the Communist Party. And it's about a 30-page report, but if you read it and you see the picture, you know, those guys are polka-dotted all over South America.
Yeah, no surprise. No surprise. The committee, they're actually doing great work, but we're not getting much in the way of a response, though, from the reports they've released so far. But, yeah, just another thing to add to the long list, Tim, to the very, very long list.
I've got others. How many do you want?
We'll give you one more. Let's listen.
Okay. Well, do you fly out of San Antonio Airport? Did you guys ever cover that runway incursion there at San Antonio on the 27th of January? Southwest jet was going like more than 115 miles an hour and all of a sudden had to abort because the jet ran right out in front of him. It was like, oh, got to stop. You know, kind of thing.
No, I've actually never been to that airport. So tell me more.
Yeah, I mean, it's just that was, as I said, January 27th. I just thought since maybe you fly in and out of there, maybe I didn't know. I thought, well, for that matter, I'd asked Rob, did he see the robot cowboy that runs around on the streets of San Antonio with his cowboy hat on and he talks like John Wayne and he haggles with tourists and then he runs away and he's a robot. Anyways, if you're a San Antonio person getting around in San Antonio, maybe you'll see that. I don't know.
Yeah, I've never been. Tim, thank you for calling though. We appreciate it. Yeah, I probably won't go to San Antonio anytime soon either. I don't think so. Let's turn to Andrew in New Jersey. Andrew, welcome back to the show. What is on your mind?
So handsome that even Hillary Clinton had a crush on me. But it's the true story. It was a rally in New York, and I was set up with the camera, you know, close, maybe like 30 feet away from her. And she was, you know, puppy dog eyeing me with other females. Like there were two other females, and they were giggling, like, you know, quick. It was quick, but they, you know, like school girls. But she would have no chance, but you would have a chance. Not only because physically beautiful, but ethically, like Hillary wouldn't have a chance.
Thank you, Andrew. And I wouldn't kill you either.
Right? That's plus the lack of character, you know, like that the Epsteins didn't have any dealings, you know, like he didn't fund her organization, which we know that he did. And I want to say you're doing a great job just pointing out the hypocrisy of the Democrats that they keep saying, you know, how they care, but they didn't care when Biden was in or when Obama was in, and the horrendous double standard that imagine if it was Trump in the photos with the underage girls at Epstein Island. You know, he would be arrested, as he should be. But it's so hypocritical. But lastly on that, too, with the people that have issues psychologically and they're predators, and then you have the lawyers that are not, that lie. It's just sickening seeing the Democrat politicians and lawyers who don't have to do that. Like, I think every criminal deserves a defense, and usually the good thing with defense lawyers, they'll say, is that they see that the Constitution, that the law is not being usurped, which I completely agree with. But to absolutely, like, lie about pedophilia and to lie to cover your client, like Hillary did, InfoWars points out how that's how she started her career, covering for a pedophile, rapist, and I add the term attempted murderer, because the person that raped this 12-year-old girl and threw her in a ditch, the woman, now grown, said that she thinks that they thought that they killed her, that they finished her off. So it's actually a murderer. But I don't want to rehash. It's appalling. But InfoWars always was on the cutting edge reporting that before any of the mainstream. And I'll let you go, but keep up the report. I can't wait to hear Clinton. But I think he's going to play dumb, like that he's senile now, like Joe Biden. He doesn't know anything. But lastly, with the affairs, the reason why I didn't, because I love The Rock, not Wayne Johnson, who I like, but in Thai, rock means love. So I refer to my wife as Rock or The Rock.
Andrew, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you, my friend. Thank you for calling into the show.
Thanks.
As always, it's always insightful, so we appreciate your time. Let's turn to Stephen in Texas. Stephen, what is on your mind? I hear it's a SAVE Act.
Oh, yeah. Is there any movement on that, Brianna?
I haven't heard any updates. I know we're still waiting on the Senate to push it through. I believe that was the last one, but I got nada for you.
All right. I just wanted to say I thought Alex Jones was a coup.
But, all right, Stephen. Thank you for calling. Have a great rest of your day. All right. Hang up on that one. Let's go to Tommy in North Carolina. Tommy, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Brianna. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Tommy?
I'm doing better these days. I'm just calling in about Epstein. I think that, I'm not trying to be dirty or nasty or anything, but I think all the people in the files should have to give stool samples so we can see who's eating people. And nothing's going to get solved until they start arresting people. And we bring out the gallows and just start hanging, because it's just time to stop with all the horseplay and the, you know, I was there, but I didn't see anything. And, you know, Hillary Clinton trying to lie and say that she didn't know or didn't have any direct contact with Epstein. Everybody knows these are lies. Yeah. It's just time to just get real and just stop.
Yeah.
Just stop with the lies. Stop accepting the lies. And the minute that America stops accepting these lies and starts just, you know, like really taking to the streets, really stop paying their taxes, you know, really affecting some change, nothing's going to change. Mm-hmm. We need to, like, get real, like, really fast, because this is coming to a head. I was awarded the state of California when I was a kid, so I have a little bit of inside baseball as a blue-eyed, blonde-haired kid that was turned over to the state, so I know what they do. This has been going on for generations, and it just breaks my heart that it's coming out, and we're still sitting here just spinning our wheels.
Yeah. I mean,
the truth is here. The files have come out. You have people trying to cover up on both sides. It's just disgusting. You know, and I'm not a picture of a perfect person, like high morals or anything, but this is just like too far.
Yeah.
I always thought that once things came out that, you know, there would be people in the country that, you know, do have dignity and staying to them would do something about it. But nobody's doing anything. And it's really disheartening.
Yeah.
You know, and I thank God for InfoWars. I thank God for Alex Jones. He helped lead me to Christ. And it's just, it hurts. It really hurts. Knowing everything that I know, that nothing's being done. And I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a downer or anything like that. And I appreciate you taking my call. I know a lot of people call in with a bunch of silliness on your show, and I don't think that's very funny because this is serious stuff. You're a serious person. You do a great job.
Thank you, Tommy.
And, you know, and they do it to Alex, too. People call in with the stupidest stuff. I'll watch this show on there, and people are saying all this retarded stuff about him and the InfoWars, and it's just like, you know, the truth is the truth, and you cannot change it.
Yeah.
And so we've got to really, this country's really got to get serious. Yeah. I mean, you really got to get serious. I mean, these people are eating people.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. They're raping children and kids. And it's so hard to even talk about. Something has to be done. So let them sit up here in Washington and do these little questionnaires where they just, man, nothing gets done. I just wanted to call in and vent a little bit and tell you guys how much I really appreciate you.
Well, we appreciate that, Tommy. So thank you for calling in. Yeah,
I pray for y'all every day.
Well, thank you for that. We are very grateful for you doing that. So I truly appreciate that. And Tommy, you know, people call in all the time. We let them say what they want to say, unless I tell, of course, I'm going to hang up on them. Apparently that guy too had a change of view in Alex, but I don't know. Don't start off like that, and don't have your audio in the background blasting, because two things are annoying at once. It's not a good thing. Not a good thing at all. But no, Tommy, I'm with you on it. It's very frustrating sitting in the background and listening in on all of this. It's just we keep going over the same things over and over again. That's why I say it's rage bait at this point, because they're not doing anything. And it's the same characters. You know, Pam Bondi, for an example, was over in the Florida AG's office. She was sitting in that high up position, and guess what? Did nothing. She did nothing. And here she is now as the United States Attorney General and still doing nothing. You have to assume at this point these people are intentionally being placed in these positions. I don't think by President Trump, I don't think he really knew going into it, but there's definitely a bigger strategy here on all those fronts. It's upsetting to sit back and watch, and I wish I had more of a positive spin on it, but unfortunately, I don't, sadly. But thank you, Tommy, for calling in, and you're right. This is a very serious issue that's worthy of the American people's time. And the seriousness, of course. Let's turn to John in Canada. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, Brianna, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. I just want to make a comment. I think the West needs to identify Islam as incompatible.
Yeah.
And it'd be nice if we could get a world trial and have scholars, have theologians, and do a broadcast live worldwide once and for all, point out all the incompatibilities with the Quran, Sharia law, and deem it not compatible with the West, and therefore not to be practiced or respected in the West.
Yeah.
Period. Just do away with it once and for all. The conquest is on, and we're just falling into it again. And these people are consistent in what they want to do. Take over the world, and we've got to put an end to that. Another problem I have is the Jewish percentage of representation population-wise versus the controls, the media, Hollywood, banking, you know, all of the huge institutions, just it's so disproportionate. So just want to point those things out. Using all the supplements, and been listening since 2006, and thanks for all you guys do.
Yeah, well, John, thank you for calling in. No, I mean, I'm with you on that one. And I know here in the United States, Congress is starting to get a little bit involved. I don't know how well-informed they are on the issue. It sounds to me when I hear them speak, though, they aren't very well-informed about the Islamic threat that's ongoing right now. But so far in Congress, it's about 42 members of Congress that have joined the Sharia Committee, I believe is how they were phrasing it. But I sit back and I listen, I hear them say Sharia law. And I don't know if people are aware, but Sharia means law in their language. And so it sounds like you're saying law. And so there's a level of just lawmakers not knowing about the issue that is deeply, deeply concerning. And top officials in the Trump administration too are very naive on the subject matter too. And it's always kind of jarring for me. I know like Pete Hegseth understands a threat. Obviously he's a veteran. He's been all across the Middle East. He knows it better than most, but you know, we're kind of struggling to get by when it comes to that. And I know Canada specifically has just, I don't think they have an appetite for it at this point. I think that they're just okay with what's going on. They're just going to allow it to unfold. And it's sad. But unfortunately, I think the violence isn't really going to kick up until they become the majority. And when that happens, that's when it's just too late. And even right now, I don't know how you get these people out of your country after they've been able to successfully infiltrate. So there's that as well. John, thank you for calling in. Armatura, I believe that's how you pronounce it, in Florida, is on hold as well. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Brianna. Good morning to you and the team. Great work, as always.
Thank you.
You know, I really want to feel that the people of America have an option that is peaceful and bloodless to possibly regain our republic.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been dwelling on this idea for a while, and it's so simple in concept, yet it's never been instituted. Do you feel that we're under any sort of contract with those that we elect into any sort of office, whether it's a mayor, county commissioner, your congressmen, your senators? Do we have a contract with them that they have to uphold?
Do I feel like, their oath would be the contract, if that's what you're alluding to.
Correct.
There, one would think.
Yeah, but at the same time, has that oath been violated? Has the trust been broken? Do we feel like they're there representing our will and what we want as the people of America?
Yeah, I would say most Americans would say no. I think that's probably on both sides of the aisle as well.
So I've been kind of digging and trying to put together a council and getting different people involved. You know, I need a legal scholar. I need someone as well as... I'm collecting myself. This is something I've been wanting to talk to you about for a while, and I got put on hold a week ago, and then the phones went down.
That was a crazy day.
That's okay. No, I'm very passionate about this because we need to have every vote equal a contract. I've been discussing this with Tiffany Cianci because she inspired me with the arbitration clauses that we find in all of our contract agreements, and they have these courts that don't have to follow the law. So why don't we use their tools and weapons formed against us and start every vote equaling a contract that we develop for every voter district, for every voter. If you could basically hold someone in office accountable for their actions, you know, we could set terms and standards. Well, you can only serve this term if you uphold what you agree to do and keep it reasonable and a very simple and basic contract. But if they're in violation of the contract, we hold them in arbitration court. We take them to the cleaners. We evaluate their net worth. And at that point, we basically do forensic backgrounds to make sure we know where all of their money is. So they're going to leverage their money for their word if they want to be elected. When they're elected to that position, we then say, okay, you're doing what you say you're going to do. Great job. We're going to go ahead and vote you back in. If anyone ran on that campaign with a promised contract obligation to the voters that were voting for them, they would win. Because they'd be like, this guy's going to do what I want him to do, or this woman's going to do what I want them to do.
Yeah.
If they don't have anything on the line, if they're not leveraging their net worth, which most people going to Washington these days or to any position of power in government seem to want to go there to get authority and power and money. Well, if we have access to their power and money because they violated a contract, we've actually got something over them. They actually have skin in the game. Right now, there's no skin in the game. They do what they want. They run all over us.
Yeah.
This is something I think needs to be developed and talked about more. It's so simple. It's every vote equals a contract. It's very simple. It just needs to be done. We need to have a binding, enforceable contract for anyone that represents us. We cannot keep giving them blind authority over us to do what they want in Washington.
Yeah.
It has to stop.
Yeah.
We're
about to cut off because we have a hard commercial break here, but I want to thank you for jumping in and calling into the show and everyone else who's called in. No, I agree with you. That's the idea of primary. That's what primary is supposed to do. Unfortunately, though, the local GOPs really hang that up. And they don't allow people to decide, and they weigh in. So does President Trump as well. So there's that. Folks, thank you for calling in. I'm sorry we didn't have enough time to get to everyone. I wish you my very best. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealfstrongstore.com. It's BOGO and some of your favorite supplements right now. That includes when you purchase the Ultimate Creatine, you get sea moss gummies or Shilajit gummies as well for free. Head on over to thealfstrongstore.com.
Alert, alert, alert. We're engaged in world-changing information here. The worldwide satanic pedophile networks, the poison shots, depopulation, the classified CIA documents about poisoning the food and water and medicines to make us dumb and more docile and controllable and to make us sick and die. Operation Artichoke fully declassified this week. Total vindication of this broadcast. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified, best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale, and that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country, So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies. Each gummy is equivalent to like 40 grams or something of Irish Sea Moss. It's so good for you. A bunch of other super nutrients. And our high-quality Shilajit. You get either or. You choose absolutely free. That's a $35 value. Absolutely free with our creatine. There's also store-wide 25% off all apparel. That ends midnight Wednesday, March 4th. But let me just overhead shot show TV viewers a couple of things right here. KU Medical Center. Creatine shows potential to boost cognition in Alzheimer's patients. Just type in creatine Alzheimer's. Creatine and cognition and aging, a systematic review of evidence in older adults, a major study. HHS Public Access. Effects of creatine supplementation on cognitive function of healthy individuals, systematic review of randomized controlled trials. And it's not just good for your brain, it's good for your heart, your muscles, everything. Everybody always thinks of it for muscles, but it's every organ, folks, and you got to get the right kind of creatine. We have the best. Here's BBC telling the truth. The bodybuilding supplement that boosts brain power. I mean, my God, I was taking creatine in high school. I could bench press 350 pounds, weighed 180 pounds, squatting 600. My strength just exploded once I got on creatine. But what's it do for your brain? Want bigger gains in your brain? Six facts about creatine and brain health. Get your creatine already discounted. Get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss and or Shilajit until Monday, March 2nd at midnight. And it funds the operation. Take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Plus, 25% off all apparel, t-shirts, hats, and hoodies. Ends midnight, Wednesday, March 4th. Take advantage of that. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, I want the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. I want just Americana stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus. Classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. I gave the concept great guys over there and gals. All up in Arkansas, where Big League's based. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. It's got a cool deal on the right-hand shoulder. And there's just, it's over 700 shirts now. That's the only problem, is that you find a shirt, you get it, you like it, you want to buy another one. Takes me like, if you don't remember the name of the shirt, it takes you like an hour to find it. But that's a good problem to have.
Waking up America, one narrative at a time. Brianna Morello is live on the American Journal right now on band.video and x.com.
Welcome back to the American Journal. Happy Friday, everyone. You know, I'm watching President Trump, and he's dropping a bunch of endorsements right now on Truth Social. But there's one that stands out. Anytime I get a flex and do a little bit of baseball coverage, you know I'm all in. The president just endorsed Mark Teixeira, a former Yankee great, by the way. He just backed him for the congressional seat in Texas. It's the 21st congressional seat in Texas. And he calls Teixeira a total winner. I agree, but obviously I'm biased as a New Yorker and a Yankee fan. I have to say that this is a great endorsement. I'm very critical of his endorsements most of the time, though. But this one, you got mine. You got my endorsement for that endorsement. So that's a good one that just dropped. But yeah, there's a couple more that are on there. That's what you'd all expect. That's the only one that I think is worth your time. All right, folks, I want to get to some CIA-related topics. And make sure you saw this one. There's a couple of documents that are coming back to the surface that were released. And this one's actually a really important one. Again, it has to do with Project Artichoke. We talked about it earlier in the program. I know, I think it was Wednesday, I covered one of the pages. But there's another page that shows how the CIA was preparing to potentially assassinate high-ranking politicians in foreign countries. Now, wouldn't that be a shocker? it looks like this was apparently going to happen in an unnamed country, of course, because they've redacted still all the information, even though this happened in 1954. You got to protect those institutions still. The person who was directing this assassination is also heavily redacted. And the alleged victim, we don't know who that is either. It's also redacted. Access to the person's information is obviously very limited, noting that the subject was a heavy drinker with potentially the possibility of secretly drugging them with a spiked alcoholic beverage, of course. And so, yeah, it's not like our CIA goes around killing people unless you have a document that backs just that. Joining me to discuss a woman who's doing a deep dive for her latest book on the CIA and how corrupt they, of course, are. Welcome back to the show, my girl Mel Kay. She's host of the Mel Kay Show and author of the book Americans Anonymous, which I highly recommend. If you haven't grabbed yet, you'd make sure you do just that and give her a follow on X as well. That's Mel Kay Show. All right, Mel. No surprise here. I actually forwarded this to you when it first started dropping all the information on Project Artichoke. And, you know, we've speculated about this for years now, but again, this is just more of a backing of another document verifying that the CIA is, in fact, going around killing people.
Yeah, that's because we've been lied to from the very beginning about the CIA itself and the entire architecture that was created in the wake of World War II while the Allies were celebrating victory. The supranational infrastructure and architecture was being created by two Americans that we are familiar with, but I don't think that their history is actually what really they were involved in, which is, of course, the Dulles brothers, John Foster Dulles and Alan Dulles. Everyone knows John Foster Dulles went into the State Department after World War II as the Secretary of State, and his brother created and then ran the CIA. What I've learned in research for my next book, Infiltration Instead of Invasion, America Betrayed 1944 to 1954, was that the Dulles brothers, along with the man, the American that was running the Bank of International Settlements during World War II, basically looting and transferring and transmitting all of the wealth that was stolen from 60 million people affected by World War II. The three of them got together with the head of the Bank of the Reich, Schreff, and the head of the Bank of England, and a whole bunch of people at the time that called themselves internationalists, and they created the supranational infrastructure, or the octopus of global control, as I like to call it, that has been capturing and has captured all nations, including our own. I do believe that the CIA was created to protect that infrastructure, that architecture above nations. And essentially, when George H.W. Bush, and many people know his father was all mixed up with the Nazis as well, I firmly believe that the Dulles brothers worked actively with the Nazis. And there was a lot more than Operation Paperclip that came out of it, including the origins of both NATO and West Germany being filled with Nazis picked by Dulles and another military man that's honored named McCloy. And frankly, I think that they transferred a lot of that here. I think the OSS essentially was working with the Nazi spies. And many people know about Annie Jacobson's great book, Operation Paperclip. And really, she digs in deep. But there's a lot more to come. Apparently, right now, Grassley and Millay are sponsoring a deep dive into the Swiss banks and the rat lines, as they're called, of all the billions and billions of dollars, probably trillions, that came out of Nazi Germany and proliferated around the world, a lot of it ending up here in the United States of America. And what we need to understand is that the CIA has never been about protecting the United States of America. It has been about protecting the international infrastructure from the people of the United States of America and many other countries from seeing it. They have become, as you brought up, Artichoke, but we also know about MK Ultra. We also know that Helms destroyed a lot of the MK Ultra documents. But as you know, and I know you guys have had on Kathy O'Brien, who's written multiple books about her experience being in the program for nearly 30 years. She was sold as a child into the CIA program, a la Stranger Things, if you're familiar. That was very much of how she was raised. And there's other people like Dr. Juliet Engel, who's a survivor. MKUltra victims were not supposed to live past a certain age, but they were, in fact, trained to become spies. Kathy, in her own book, talks about being sent to Nicaragua and not remembering when she came back and all kinds of mind control that went on. We know what happened in Canada as well. There's also a Dr. Jolly from UCLA. Many people also believe that Mengele himself did continue with the program and all of the experiments. And now, as we read Jeffrey Epstein's emails, where one of the Rothschilds is saying we funded Hitler, and Epstein's kind of, you know, going back and forth with him. What you have to understand is everything we have been told since World War II about our history is essentially a lie. And that is by design. And the people that protect the lie, apparently, are the CIA. And all of our embassies are essentially infested with CIA and operatives. And at the end of the day, there's no accountability. There's no oversight. Their black budgets never get looked at. And as you know, and I always talk about, the International Organization Immunity Act of 1945, and then was doubled down on later, protected all of the banks from the BIA. And World Bank and IMF and 63 other banks that are connected to that, all of the infrastructure kind of put together in the end days of World War II. And then also they went on to protect their international organizations that do similar things, which is the UN and all of the tentacles there. So, I mean, essentially the American people and frankly, free people worldwide have not been free, have not had a sovereign nation, have not had law and order. We have had the illusion of such. But JFK wanted to destroy the CIA for reasons, and we were already told by the 80s by Yuri Bezmenov that we were fully infiltrated. Don't forget about the Franklin School, I mean, the Frankfurt School coming into Columbia, the bastion of, you know, Marxism in America, of course, critical legal theory, critical race theory. All of this stuff is Marxism and communism. And the American people have to decide, is this the direction we want to continue on? Is being, you know, living in an illusion of freedom, an illusion of choice? Because as you notice, no matter who we vote for, these deep state lawyers, many of them I believe to be CIA, many of the people in the media now, these mainstream media, CIA. And then you also look at things like the Dulles brothers went on, John Foster Dulles, to run the Council of Foreign Relations, which, of course, has been running our foreign policy above any president. So when we talk about the deep state and we talk about all of this, this is the senior executive service. These are people that never go away. They call it continuity of government, meaning that no matter what president comes in, no matter what the people vote for, no matter what we want, they're going to come with all, you know, barrels blasting and make sure that the votes and the voice of the people are not heard, are not followed through, and they wait out presidents, the presidents that they don't murder. But I think we have to go back and look at JFK's warning about the monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that seeks to entrap and basically imprison all men, women, and children worldwide, because the panopticon of their technocracy and their eugenics and all of the things they've been planning, particularly the financial world order that is a fraud and has looted and lied to and manipulated our nation and the world into endless wars for profit, into justifying NATO's expansion, of course, because the military-industrial complex feeds into the international banking cartel at the very top. So, you know, what country do we want to be? And that's where we have to go right now. Let's learn the real history, which I dug into hard in my new book, and it's really going to be eye-opening. I have all the real documents. Infiltration instead of invasion, because between 1944 and 1954, a whole bunch of internationalists, bankers, billionaires, and frankly, the Dulles brothers sold our country out. And I don't think since then, the State Department, USAID, CIA, National Endowment for Democracy have worked at all for the American people. I believe they have worked actually against the American people to protect the institutions they built above our country.
Yeah, well, Mel, this actually is a great pivot to some clips you actually sent my way, and I want to get to this and have you explain it.
Terrible.
Yeah, but you've actually sent over a couple of these, and it details specifically how the CIA was able to do the, or was trying to do the coup against President Trump back in 2015. This is when this all began. Let's take a listen to clip 12.
Start by telling us a little bit of the origin story of the Steady State. This is an organization that seems to be picking up steam, but has actually been around for quite some time now, I think back to 2016.
That's exactly correct. Well, we started in 2016, pretty much the day after the election of Donald Trump. Myself, I'm former CIA. I used to work also on Capitol Hill on the Intelligence Committee, as well as the Homeland Security Committee and the Judiciary Committees. And many of us, we call ourselves former sometimes, I had kept in touch. We're sort of on the older side. So we had left government service. Some of us had retired. Some of us had gone into the private sector. And we were a group that was mostly drawn from CIA and the Department of State. Many of us had worked on issues in the Balkans at the end of the Clinton administration, and we liked each other. We kept in touch. We trusted each other. We were very concerned that we had just elected somebody who seemed remarkably unprepared to be commander-in-chief. And it really wasn't a political thing. In fact, many of us, I later found out, and I'll explain what I mean by later found out and why, had been Republicans. So it wasn't a party thing. It was we were worried that we had a president who was inexperienced and unsuited to be commander in chief. So what do we do? What we first decided to do was let's just help. Let's offer our experience and our professional expertise to the new administration in a nonpartisan way. And we wrote to the National Security Advisor designate, that was General Flynn, basically said, we're a bunch of formers and we know what we're talking about. We're all out of the government now. You have a tough job. We're here to help. We didn't get a response. He got fired a few weeks later and then indicted. So we wrote the same letter to General McMaster and never got a response. And we sort of floundered a little bit at that point. And we started hearing even back then about retaliation and blacklists. This was a president who had stepped outside the framework of how America does its national security policy, and how we make decisions in a democracy. This was an existential threat. And we sort of pulled up our pants and said, what do we do? We don't want to get involved in domestic politics, but it's an existential threat. So we had two competing issues here, and we decided to get involved. Now, when I say get involved, I do not mean bring the skills of trained intelligence officers to bear domestically. We didn't do anything spooky. It was what lots of advocacy groups do. We wrote, we spoke, we talked, we eventually endorsed candidates. It was really hard for us, particularly the CIA people. It was like, oh my goodness, we're talking to reporters and academics publicly? That's crazy. But we did it. We managed to do it. And then Joe Biden wins. Existential threat gone. And I got to say, one of the things I'm proudest of is we continued to adhere to our sort of professional ethics. And what did we do after vanquishing the existential threat? We did what you'd hope we do. We basically disappeared, went to sleep again. We stayed in touch with each other. There was a steering committee. We did some educational stuff.
Mal, apparently he thinks he knows better than the American people and that the CIA knows who should be elected in this country, not the will of the American people being carried through, though, fortunately.
Yeah, just like the Dulles brothers set it up. And like he's talking about, it was the State Department and the CIA decided that Donald Trump was not going to be president and they were going to do everything they could. And they did. And the letter to Flynn and then what happened to Flynn, of course, was orchestrated with the help of John Brennan, who was running the CIA, and Gina Haspel, who was running the CIA headquarters in London. They orchestrated almost everything. We also know that for whatever reason, Peter Strzok had one foot in the CIA and one foot in the FBI. Well, that shouldn't be happening. And more than that, what's really sad is they have a whole website, Steady State. And if you look through their website, it is unending ambassadors and CIA agents and military intelligence that all got together when Donald Trump won in 2016 to destroy him, to end the voice and the vote of the people. We wanted something different. We knew things weren't right since the murder of JFK. No one being held accountable. One crime after another, essentially by the intelligence community. Regime change wars, responsibility to protect, endless expansion of NATO. This was not what was supposed to happen. And you throw in the Project for a New American Century and the money-making scams of the war on terror, a war on a tactic that changed regularly. And you wonder about the $21 trillion missing from U.S. taxpayer money that has gone into black holes all over the world. This is not what the United States of America was supposed to be. In fact, everything he's saying is the opposite. And then, of course, he's part of the group. He spoke about the Balkans. Well, who was in the Balkans when he was there? That would be Norm Eisen, the leader nature of the lawfare that has been going on since 2016 in tandem as well. So we have the whole project for a new American century, and that's Wolfowitz, Cheney, Rumsfeld, all the war for profiteers, the people that got us into Iraq based on lies and everything else. And then, so this is the most important thing for people to know about Project for a New American Century. When you look into it, and you'll see there all of these people, that's Samantha Power, that's Rothschild, that's Soros, that's, Cheney, Obama, all these people. Well, what it says on the first page of this document that came out in 2000, it says the process of transformation, even if it brings revolutionary change, is likely to be a long one, absent some catastrophic and catalyzing event like a new Pearl Harbor. Well, wouldn't you know it, just a short time later, we had 9/11. And as you're noticing in the Epstein files, the 9/11 years are basically still redacted from about a year before to about 2 years after. There's some good reporting coming out about his participation, Jeffrey Epstein's, in the Iran-Contra scandal, in dealing with Khashoggi, in asking Ghislaine Maxwell if she'd like to be on the 9/11 alternative investigation division. I mean, it's just so many layers of corruption. But I will say that it all leads back to the Dulles brothers essentially selling out the United States of America and turning the State Department and their partners at CIA and USAID into a separate entity above our nation, above our president, above our voices and our vote, above our so-called democracy, which is really a constitutional republic. And we have not been free since then. And anyone that gets in the way of the international banking cartel or their money machine known as the military-industrial complex, NATO expansion, gets taken out one way or another. And we can never forget what happened to Gaddafi and, frankly, what even happened to Saddam Hussein, all based on lies. So who are these people and where is all the money? And America is $36 trillion in debt. You're telling me right now, where is that money? We got to end the International Organizations Immunity Act of 1945 and the following and look into the Bank of International Settlements, the IMF, the black hole that is the World Bank, where a lot of our money goes, the UN. I mean, all I am telling you is that everything that was created during those years, 44 to 54, was created to subvert the United States of America, to pump up civil society, we now know as NGOs, as global, and to end the United States of America as a nation state and every other nation state for global governance by a technocratic totalitarian elite. We have the documents from George Soros from 1993, the NATO World Order, still on his website. We have the Brzezinski document from the Council of Foreign Relations of 1995, laying it all out. And here we are watching what I see as the Fourth Reich in Europe marching us one more time to World War III on that continent that we actually fought a war not to be a part of. And when people tell you the EU is our ally, no, it's not. Mm-hmm. We paid for the EU through the fraudulent Marshall Plan. That's a whole bunch of taxpayer money, trillions of dollars that went into building the EU. Henry Kissinger recruited Klaus Schwab from Harvard with a CIA operation to start the World Economic Forum. So all of this is a fraud, again, for the one world government, and their end goal is World War III. And then again, during the Reconstruction, like after World War I and World War II, they consolidate power and money, and this time they have the technology to do it. So we have to be very loud about all that's going on to connect us in cyberspace on a global public infrastructure and examine, is the EU our ally? And I would say no. They are a partner of the international banking cartel. They've captured all of those countries. They're taking away their sovereignty. And we're next. And this goes back to Kissinger, Brzezinski, Madeleine Albright, all the people that Obama brought back in when he got back into office. And then, of course, Joe Biden brought in a lot of the acolytes. So that is what we're dealing with. Our enemy is within. And frankly, they are global.
Yeah. Well, Mel, too, before we go, I want to make sure we hit this, too, because you also sent me this clip 13 as well, which tells us how steady state spook was focused on the domestic surveillance during the Biden years. Let's listen in.
Just to kind of collect the history here, I mean, at this point, Trump had also revealed something quite significant, which is that he did try to steal the 2020 election and hold on to power despite losing. And so, you know, in some sense, that was the greatest revelation, in my opinion, of like his authoritarian impulses. And the fact that you all were able to see it early in 2016, 2017, 2018, But so it's surprising to me that after that moment, that was when you ceded a little bit.
We thought he had been vanquished. He was gone. Joe Biden won. Trump would recede into, as someone once said, the dustbin of history. One of a number of failed dictators. That's fine. So we didn't think we were necessary. Most of us returned to whatever we were doing in retirement. I actually, being a glutton for punishment, decided eventually to go back into government. I went to the Department of Homeland Security, where I joined the Office of Intelligence and Analysis. I became an intelligence officer again. I was the senior advisor to the undersecretary. I want to just a slight digression. Why did I do that? Well, because INA, that's what it was called, intelligence and analysis, is the only element of the intelligence community that doesn't have a law enforcement guided by courts and criminal justice mission, but it's focused domestically. And in fact, that was sort of an experiment in the post 9/11 world when DHS was created against and in the face of fears that we could be creating a sort of Ministry of Interior, which is a terribly scary thing. I thought it's one of the hardest problems in intel. I thought, and I still think we need some domestically focused intelligence organization, but doing that without destroying democracy is a hard thing.
Let's jump in on this. Mel, I want you to react. This guy obviously is saying that he got back into the intelligence agencies. It's absolutely kind of horrifying. We still have whistleblowers who still can't get back in after blowing the whistle on thousands of missing children that went missing under the Biden regime years. Your reaction, we've got about a minute left.
Well, I just want to say that my reaction is I don't understand why these people believe that they are superior to anyone else. Yeah. These people, they do not believe that the American people should have a voice or a vote. It goes back to Rockefeller believing that an intellectual elite and bankers are more suited at running this country. Well, that is what he's a part of. That is what he wants to keep in power. And frankly, I don't know who this guy thinks he is, but if somebody does not look into steady state, then they are not serious about destroying the deep state or the sewer that runs our country. That man is admitting right there with all kinds of arrogance that he, in fact, is above the president of the United States that we, the people, voted for. And a lot of his friends are the same. And I would say this, he is connected 100% to Norm Eisen and the lawfare crew that has gotten in the way and thrown sand in the gears of what the American people voted for and what the American people want. And don't forget, he's admitting right there not only that he was involved in writing the Patriot Act, which is the most unconstitutional thing, but then he went back in to work for Mayorkas and open up that border and do all the trafficking through the border. So, I mean, every single one of these CIA agents, they should shut down the CIA, out everyone. We have Spamberger running Virginia. She's a CIA agent. We have Slotkin. We're running in a Michigan CIA agent. These are people that are trained to lie, cheat, and steal and undermine the will of the people of this country. Mm-hmm. They have nothing to do with democracy. And it's time for us to be honest about it and hold these people accountable.
Yeah, Mel, I'm on board for all of that. Mel, thank you for jumping on with us. I know you got a busy day lined up ahead of you. So thank you for your time, folks. Make sure you give her a follow X right now. Mel Kay Show is where you could find her on X. She is always exposing the truth. Plus, she's a host of the Mel Kay Show. So give her a follow on Rumble as well. And snatch the book on Amazon right now. Americans Anonymous is where you could find that at. All right, folks, that's it for me. I'll be back in the chair on Monday. We'll see you then.
We're engaged in world-changing information here. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified, best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale. Alert, alert, alert. I'm saying this live on air Thursday, February 26th. And that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies and our high quality Shilajit. You get either or, you choose, absolutely free with our creatine. The Alex Jones Store. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, I want the widest selection of T-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.